Good afternoon and welcome to another edition of Hockey Talk, your Las Vegas Wranglers podcast here on LasVegasSun.com. I'm Ray Brewer, your host, along with Wranglers beat writer Steve Silver, talking Wranglers. Steve, Wranglers 8-game win streak, points in 9 games. They come home, everything's cruising, rolling, and then they laid the egg, 2 losses, and they look bad in one of them, 4-1 setback to Utah. Steve, what's going on with the Wranglers?
They'll say they're not tired, but they're exhausted. I mean, they're skating as if, you know, as if that ice is just all chopped up. They really didn't have a lot of energy on Sunday, and that's when, I mean, the score shows that they lost 4-1. They got outshot 39-23, but if you look in the first 2 periods, 30-14 they got outshot. I mean, that is real tough. They've got about 6 guys up in the AHL right now. They've got a couple injured, Mick Lawrence and Peter Ferraro. So that's 8 guys are missing, mainly forwards. They've got 2 defensemen who are now moved up to play forward. And, you know, in any sport, that's just, you know, yeah, they can fill in their bodies, but you're just lacking that little bit of firepower, and it showed on offense. They can't get a lot of shots. Now, Monday's game, they did come out. They had a lot of scoring opportunities, missed them early on. You know, they were laying some people out, getting into fights, showing they weren't happy with this. Same result, 2-1, exact same shots, 39-23, and this 2-game skid really hurt them because tomorrow they kick off a 10-game road trip. They're not back here until March 13th.
Well, on the road again, I can't wait to get on the road again. The Thunder probably don't want to hear that classic song, 10 straight games on the road, as you say. They've got injured players. It's the middle of the season, the grind of the season. Folks are playing out of their spots. Are they, and they're young, are they going to be able to tape it together, put a bandage on it, and fight through and stay near the top of the standings?
Right, and one of the things with this team is they have this huge streak going, and you think, well, here it goes. They're going to make another run. They're still not. They're only 4 points out of the first place spot, so they can make that up. But after Monday's game, and that just 2 in a row, you know, Coach Glenn Gulitzin, he basically said he's witnessed that his team, when they play, again, let's just remind people, Phoenix and Utah, who they lost to, are the 2 teams at the bottom of their division. Phoenix is near the bottom of the entire ECHL. And what he said was his team, when they play lesser teams, they don't try as hard. They get more frustrated. And then when they play teams ranked above them, they try a lot harder. And they're just having a lot more fun, it seems like, because they don't care if they lose as much. So this team's got some mental problems that aren't fixed yet. And that's a problem. Because on Sunday's loss, the attitude was, well, this happens. You know, the streak had to end. But Monday's was a real shock to, I think, everyone. Dead silent in that locker room. You could have heard a pin drop.
Well, another edition of Hockey Talk, our podcast here on LasVegasSun.com. Steve, you go to all the Wrangler games, brother. I got to ask you a question. It might be a little off topic, but there's, 4,000 or so people at each Wrangler games. Hockey, there's a lot of stereotypes that go with hockey. Rock and roll music, maybe some hard hitting, and mullets. That awesome hairstyle of a mullet. How many of those did you see at the Orleans Arena for the hockey games? Have you seen any this year?
I haven't seen any classic. I mean, Ray and I, you're thinking about the Pittsburgh, that Western PA, Eastern Ohio, Northern West Virginia. That triangle just breeds mullets. People were born with them in that area. Out here, not so much, but what you do see are some awesome vintage jerseys. I mean, the old Penguins jerseys, old Sabres, a lot of Johnstown Chiefs jerseys from Slapshot. You just see the great array of very old hockey jerseys at every game. That's what really entertains me, just seeing some of the players' names on the backs that are retired. And certainly, yeah, on the weekends, it gets pretty rowdy at the Orleans when, you know, they get a little liquid meal in them before the games.
Yeah, the Wheeling Nailers is probably the mullet capital of the ECHL. Steve, it's been great talking to you. Another edition of HockeyTalk.com. Listen, fans, the Wranglers, they're going to be on the road for 10 games. We won't be there with them, but we'll be getting stories up. We'll keep you posted on what's going on. Will they get back in the first place before they come home in March? We'll let you know first. LasVegasSun.com and Steve Silver's great work with the Wranglers. Thanks for coming, Steve. Pushing the pedal through the